Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
This is it. No more. We have to make some changes.
We're changing something.
We have to make some changes. I can't live like this anymore, Antoine.
Oh, boy.
It has to end.
Are you sure?
Monica, I think you agree with me. We can't live this way anymore.
I don't know.
We're going to have to stop doing it this way.
You think so?
Yep, we can't do it anymore. I no longer can do good and fun things in my life. I can't do it anymore.
I disagree with that.
You can't do any more fun things?
Nope, I got to stop doing it.
Why?
I got to stop going on lovely times away, having great times with my family, because when I come back to work on that Monday, I hate it. I don't wanna.
Love you so much, and then I hate you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. I can't do nice things anymore.
No, I think you still can.
No, I have to cut them out.
You know what actually helps? What helps me is planning for the next one. I know, like planning for the next like little weekend getaway
with
the family. I think that helps a little bit.
No,
could you look forward to it?
No, it does not. It does not help. Don't listen to her.
So what Monica is saying is you have your event.
Yes.
And then immediately start a countdown for the next event.
Sure, I understand that. That's usually how I operate, Antoine.
But
it doesn't work anymore. It's like when you build your tolerance up to alcohol, and then you got to have more alcohol or stronger alcohol.
No, you just enjoy life. Just do it up.
Enjoy life.
You know what? I was thinking with my vacation too. Like, you know, we booked the place like 2 days before we left.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. And it was fine. It was fine. It worked out great,
sounds
actually.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. And I thought about Zach, like, this would be, like, destroy him.
Help me understand then how you flap your gums in two completely different directions.
Oh, that's
right
true.
There.
Yes.
Because she says, what you need to do is immediately start planning your next trip.
Yes, you start planning. How do you plan if you don't plan? Yeah,
if you're not planning.
Because you don't have to book the place yet. You plan where you want to go.
You just declare a date.
You declare a date. I'm like, we already just started talking about our trip to D.C. yesterday.
June 12th, D.C.
Like, this date works for everybody. This weekend works. All right, let's go.
I want to go to Italy in September.
All right.
I'm going to start planning.
You got to book a place till the day you arrive.
I was going to say, what do you mean to start planning? You're finished planning.
You're done.
You declared Italy in September. Now, don't worry about it until August 31st. We'll figure
it out
from
there.
That's true. There you go.
The universe will provide. I'm sure you can stow away in a shipping container or something to get there.
Yeah.
It'll be a great time.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, good morning, everybody.
No worries.
Everything is great today.
Yeah.
It's great.
So that means that you had a wonderful vacation.
I did.
Yeah.
I got to stop doing it. I have to stop having wonderful times. I can't do it anymore. No more wonderful times.
No more?
No,
what are you going to do?
Have mediocre times. I'm going to have okay times.
Well, look at it this way. You're here all week, Monday through Friday.
Oh, Zach's face.
5 days. This week. This is the first 5 day since like June 12th.
I don't have any coworkers that help. I got none.
Oh, man.
None. Y'all need to understand behind the scenes. I got 4 meetings today. That's how little they care around here.
Ay, ay, ay.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
You want your food to be fresh.
But how fresh
do you want it?
A healthy level of freshness, obviously.
Do you want to take a guess on this riddle? It moved, and it wasn't supposed to move.
I'm going to go with not. As I don't want it this fresh.
You don't want it based off of
your faces and your introduction, I don't want it this fresh.
Okay.
So, go ahead. What do you think it is?
I know it's some kind of food.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's probably seafood would be my guess.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's some kind of...
No. Okay. Occasionally an octopus
will... That's what I was thinking, like an octopus.
...will do something to you. But no.
Antoine,
We're talking about... Yes, come on over.
Come on over here. I'm going to show Antoine the zombie chicken.
Yes, it is. It's a zombie chicken.
Zombie chicken, okay.
That's what they're calling it because it's a raw chicken breast.
I'm going to play it. You're going to be able to hear because it's video of people. It's in a Japanese restaurant. It's in Japan
somewhere.
Yes,
but it's so fresh.
And you'll hear some screaming as it gets rolling here, just so you know. All right, we'll play it for Antoine. And it's on our Facebook page, Thang Facebook page. You want to see a zombie chicken? Because, here it comes. Yes, it is. Look at that.
But chickens are known to, like, if you cut the head off, they could live for a while.
And that's the back of the chicken. So yeah. That's the closest thing attached to the head.
Yes.
And in these Japanese restaurants, these places in Japan,
they do it right in the back.
This stuff is super fresh.
Yeah. So it's, and that happens. So they, and on occasion, they had the headless chicken that was alive for, I think, a couple years or something.
Uh-huh.
He's feeding through the neck hole. But yeah, that right there, that's a different beast.
No, sir.
Yes,
I don't know if
ma'am.
I'd eat ever again.
Uh-huh. You can, so you can find the video, go to our Facebook page, yep. And you can check out the video.
It starts crawling
chicken that
off
is
the plate.
Crawling right. off. Trying to get away. And, still trying to live.
And this is chicken that's, I mean, chopped up, skinned, all this on a plate. But this is the way they do it a lot of times in these restaurants in mm-hmm. Japan, is they serve you this food that was alive 2 seconds ago. They put it on the plate, and then you sort of
well,
put
yeah.
it in the hot oil or whatever
uh-huh,
at
but
the
he's
table.
Still trying to live.
It.
That made me
still
sick.
Fighting.
That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And also, I should add, because she sounds insane when she says certain things, I need to stick
what?
Up for Monica. There was a chicken that lived with no head, and they just fed it through the neck hole. That's
oh,
a thing.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
happened.
Should I look it up, though, is the question, Zach?
The
I'm asking
chicken.
You,
No, because when
Zach.
He passed away, it was like breaking news.
Yeah, you can. Fred? Was his name Fred?
It sounds right.
Fred the Headless Chicken? I want to say that the Headless Chicken is from Virginia.
It just feels right, but I don't know.
Let's see. The Headless
But see, I don't always
chicken.
Trust the things Monica tells me I can look up.
Oh, so. You think you want to get a virus?
Yeah,
no?
Yeah. Monica's no, internet, so that's why, Zach, I'm asking you
okay.
if it's okay for me to look
All
it up.
All of the things I just said were incorrect, other than the fact that it was the Headless Chicken. Mike the Headless Chicken.
Mike.
And Mike the Headless Chicken lived in Colorado.
Okay. What day is it? Mike.
Hatched April 20th, 1945, and lived 23 months.
Yeah.
Until 1947, and died in Phoenix, Arizona, because at that point, Mike had become a celebrity
yes.
back in the 40s.
Right.
This was Stranger Things back
mm-hmm.
in the day. There was no show Stranger Things. You just watched the headless chicken walk around. So, yeah, he has a Wikipedia, so it's safe.
Yeah.
You won't get a virus. But if you want to freak out this morning, go to our Facebook page and
it's
enjoy
disturbing.
The zombie chicken. Good morning. How are you? Text in 52353. Always love to know that you're alive, especially when we take a couple days off.
Where
come
are
back.
You?
We've been on our summer hours, and you know what? It's our time of year. We're gearing up for the fall where everything is insane and
yes.
crazy and
uh-huh.
all that. So you got to cut us a little slack.
And a lot of people are on vacay, you know? They're
they
back
are.
And forth. So
yep. So 52353, what do you got going on? You got a vacation you're looking forward to? Do you have anything you're looking
Tell
forward
Zach
to?
Tell Zach about it.
Yeah, exactly. When Monica Brooks goes on vacation, watch out, because she usually meets random strangers and she declares them, Antoine, new friends, whether they
My
like
friend.
It or not.
Sounds about right.
New friends.
Well, they declared, you know, a friendship, too.
Did they say that? Did
no,
they say we're
they
friends?
No, they don't have to say it. You just
They don't
know.
Have to say it.
My new friend Kim from Ohio.
Kim from Ohio.
You're
yeah.
the person. You're just the person they met from Virginia is who you are.
No, we are friends.
Well,
we even hung out at the beach.
I would say, Antoine, that they probably say things like, yeah, we're friends. Don't kidnap me. Those sorts of things.
Well, see, I thought the thing that she was going to kidnap me, Kim, because I'm taking some stuff out of the back of the car. You know, I'm just like, okay, let's put this stuff into the room. And
You're
I'll get
stealing
situated.
Some stuff out of the back of somebody
out of
else's car?
Our car right. And this big white van pulls up behind me, and I hear someone like mumbling words. I'm like, what is going on? I'm ready now. Like, what's happening? And I turn around and she says, excuse me, are you staying at 401? Yes, I am staying at 401. She said, oh, because I need to stay at 402. I'm like, well, we're neighbors.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I figured she was going to say, well, this van is 401. Yank.
Yeah.
Monica Brooks
she's
is the only
nurse.
Person who goes on vacation in a Tarantino movie, Antoine. That's,
but
know,
she
that's
had patients and stuff. So she was like, okay, well, I'm going to drop my patients off, and then I'm just going to stay here at this resort.
People.
Yes,
patients,
she had people.
Okay.
Yes. And so she was like, I'm going to stay here at this resort. It was a weird thing that was happening. She said, about while the rest of my coworkers go, and she said, I'm going to meet up with my boo thing. So we started talking. That's how me and Kim met.
And so you guys are friends?
Well, we're no longer friends. We're vacation buddies.
Vacation
oh, we're no
friends.
Longer friends.
Because I didn't get her phone number.
Okay. Do you even know her last name?
No. Who needs a last name?
True. Last names are for everyday life. They're not for vacation.
No.
Not vacation
but
friendships.
Yeah, you made vacation buddies before, right? You meet somebody at a bar and you just kind of like
as
run into
kid.
Them again. As an adult, you haven't?
I feel like I have.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have as
They're
an adult.
They're like vacation buddies. Where you're like, you're really cool to hang out with.
The people that work there, like if I've been to a resort or whatever,
uh-huh.
I try to chum it up with them, become friends with them
uh-huh.
because they have access to things.
My wife got mad at me. My wife and I went to a Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles baseball game.
Okay.
This is a bunch of years ago. And
uh-huh.
we were sitting in the crowd and, you know, watching baseball and drinking beers and whatever it was. And she got all chatty with the people behind us.
Okay.
Talking, and then they were going to go to some random bar that was 4 million miles away from where we were. Oh. Did not want to go. It was starting to rain, all those things. But my wife had enjoyed beverages, uh-huh. and she's like, we have to go with our friends. I said, no, we don't have to go with our friends. He said, but they're our new friends. And I said, they are not our new friends. Yes, they are. I said, what are their names? Shut up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go see our friends, whatever their names were. So, no, we did not go see our friends. But welcome back to you. You're our friend. Sarah in Christiansburg is
what
here.
What up, Sarah?
She missed us. Somebody else texting into 52353. Ooh, they did the camping at Floyd Fest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was going on this weekend.
The weather was perfect for Floyd Fest. Mm-hmm. Especially up there, it was even a little bit cooler. It wasn't even really super hot in the cities. But then you get up into Floyd, and it was cool-ish at night.
Yeah.
Warm during the day. So if you had that going on, how was it? Are you happy to be home to a shower? You know, all sorts of things.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Text 52353. Let us know you're out there. You live? Ben in Lynchburg still here.
Hey, Ben.
He followed up with, sigh.
Oh, Ben, we're happy you're here.
Ben.
Exactly. Doug and Pilot sent us a picture of him on the water, canoeing, kayaking, whatever it is.
On the toilet. I'm like, well, that's something, Ben.
Sent us a picture of him on the toilet, so good morning.
He's up.
52353, are you suffering from post-show depression? Antoine's kind of, you're in a show hole depression right now, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Like TV shows, like everything is either not on, comes back on in the fall, or it's the final season. Mm-hmm. Oh. So like I'm watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
That's finishing up. This other show I watched, Suits on USA, last season. How to Get Away with Murder in the Fall, last season. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Game of Thrones, gone.
Your life
so it's
ending.
Like, what do I watch?
I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you a show to watch that I started watching yesterday on Amazon. It's very graphic from the jump. I will tell you that. Woo! Okay, The Boys. If you have Amazon Prime, who's watching it? Because watch that.
I literally just saw that on Twitter, The Boys.
Okay. I saw the preview. I think it has something to do with, it's a superhero theme, isn't it?
Yes, but it's one that I think you would enjoy.
Oh, here we go with that.
Yeah, yeah. And from the first 2 minutes, you'll get a taste and know what to expect.
No, I don't want to. See, because then the opposite
minutes,
of the show hole, Antoine, is the show ho, where you watch... It's just where you bang through everything in a day, and then you move on to the next one.
Well, yes, and you have to calm down, because I know Jared, he started watching The Boys, and he said, okay, I'm just going to pause, because I don't want to go through all the episodes. I just want to just watch one at a time and enjoy it. I said, okay.
I like to hold one at a time. I wish shows were still once a week. I got to be honest. This Stranger Things, I'm deliberately holding off on watching more episodes than what I've seen so far, because I don't want to be like Antoine.
But you are being selfish, Zach. Because since you're stalling your Stranger Things, Monica and I have to sneak away to talk about it.
And this is the other problem I have with all of this is binge show pressure. And I don't appreciate that either. Where these people in your life who binge watch and they go,
you're done?
When are you going to be done? When are you going to be done so we can talk about it? You are the worst. Get out of here.
Well, social media doesn't help either. I was like, when if I can get my words out, Stranger Things, when that...
you're moving too fast is what it is.
When that show first kicked off, there was someone that ruined the ending.
Yeah.
Like, just binge watched and put the ending out there on Facebook. And I was like, did they really just do that?
Like, within a couple of hours.
Yes. And people were like mad, but they didn't understand why. I guess my social media, I post what I want kind of thing.
When Zach America takes over, I am slowing them all down. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. I'm slowing down all the shows you want.
I really want
to see the next episode. You will have to write an essay as to why, and then you will be confined in solitary until everyone else has caught up to you.
But we wanted this. We wanted to be able to watch the show.
Yeah,
we wanted all this. We wanted Netflix and Amazon Prime. We wanted these videos.
I want to be able to talk to you guys about it. I want to share it with my radio family.
Life moves fast enough as it is. Oh. Come on! Would you like to bring in an extra $14,000?
Oh,
after
yes.
taxes?
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
That's the average side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. $14,705 a year after taxes.
Yep.
Average.
Yeah, that's not bad. People with side hustles spend an average of 16 hours a week on it, and that's their take home.
But if it's a fun side hustle, you don't even realize it.
Yeah, and it's like 2.5 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Beauty, health, and wellness is the number one category of side hustles.
Yep.
I spend 16 hours a week scrolling past that on my Facebook.
You do. And he also spends 16 hours a week combing his own beard, Antoine does. So I guess your side hustle. You're just not paid.
I got to figure out a way to make money off of that.
Yeah, the beauty, health, and wellness. That's the, come on, it works. Try this wrap. Oh, Lord, here we go.
Mm.
Buy a candle. Buy essential oil or every other thing. Don't send them to me either because I don't want them. No, but mine's different. No, it isn't. Number two is art, music, and entertainment. So things like wedding DJ or event planner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's like wedding DJ.
That seems...
great side hustle.
Yeah, yeah. That's like legit side hustle right there, yeah.
A bunch of wedding DJs listening going, yo, that's hustle. It's regular
hustle. Yeah, that's a job.
Don't be coming in, turning my regular into your side. Get out of here with
that. Hold on.
See, all of these, though, they all involve work. I want...
You just want to sit?
Is collecting checks a side hustle? How do you do that one? How do you do that? Is it a pyramid scheme? Is that what it is?
Well...
Counting money.
Yeah.
Counting money.
No, but counting money that I keep.
Keep it, though.
I don't want to count somebody else's money. Not
fun. You want to count money.
Yeah. They give you a stack of money. Uh-huh. You have to count it, track how much you count it, and then you get to keep it.
Right. Mailbox money is what I like to call it.
Yes.
You go to the mailbox, and there's money there. That's what I need. I need to come up with Old Town Road. See, that's what you need mailbox money, Old Town Road.
Because he made bank off that one song.
And he spent like $60 on it.
Yeah. I don't think he spent that.
Do you think he spent
$60? No, I think it was less than that.
Was it? High. It was somewhere around that number.
I was thinking $6.
Now he has $60 million.
He's buying Maseratis.
I don't know.
What do you think he has for money, the Old Town Road guy?
Probably at least $3 million.
All
right?
Said and done. What's he going to walk away with for that song?
I'd say
$3 million.
I don't know. The music business is so
cutthroat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then on the other side, you see somebody like Soulja Boy has
a lot of money.
Right.
A lot of moolah.
And he has a lot of money. And I think, how does he even have that money?
But
I don't even understand.
He invested into like, I forget what company.
Yeah. And he's like a producer, too.
Yeah, like
a gaming
company.
Soulja Boy start Fortnite? I mean, that's the only explanation
I have. There's some kind of company he invested money into, and he was like, I'm good.
Retail sales, number three. Well, yeah. Number four, finance. Things like financial planning. You know, I don't want that. If that person, that's their side hustle. No, I don't trust them with my money.
Well, it's not my regular job, but I just like dabbling with your retirement.
Pass. Or doing other people's tax returns. Again.
No.
I want, it better be everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need it all day, every day. That's not side hustle worthy.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolts.
Miss Monica owes everybody an apology for something, a fang hack that has come to life again, Antoine.
What happened?
I will explain at 7:30. She's going to have
to apologize.
Yep, this is more disturbing than that dead chicken that came to life. People are listening to her fang hacks and they need to stop. We'll explain at 7:30. Now we say good morning. Oh, we lost Ren, so we have an open player right now. We have Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. So your choice, Monica or Antoine, to play the lightning bolt for you, Nicole.
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay. Monica will be your player. Antoine, you are currently playing for the people. We have nobody else.
I feel like the people's champion, so it's okay.
Okay. Well, good, because that's who you're playing on behalf of today is the people. So there is an open line. If you want to call in, go ahead. We have Nicole here, and that will be Monica and Nicole, two different categories. And what I'm going to do is you have 15 seconds in each of them. We'll plow through.
We have Ben for Antoine.
Okay, so Ben. Ben and Antoine, let me just make sure. Ben, you're a real human, right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Okay, cool. You're on with Antoine. Here we go. Monica, you were chosen first, which very rarely happens, so you get to decide. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
Ooh.
You're thinking about it.
What should I do? I'll go second.
Okay.
About to say, does she take this from me?
She sends herself to the soundproof chamber, mostly just to take a nap, I think, because she's like, forget it, I'm out of here. I'm going to leave. 15 seconds. Micro nap. Antoine, here's your category. You have 15 seconds to give me as many as you can in this category. Let's do it. Tricks people teach a dog. Go.
How to sit, how to stay, how to roll over, how to play dead, how to fetch, how to catch a frisbee, how to pee indoors, how to pee outside, how to eat your food, to high five, how to beg, how to cuddle. I struggled at the end.
I gave you all of them except eat your food. I don't think a dog needs to be trained how to eat food.
Yeah, it's on the schedule.
I gave you the rest of them, though.
On the schedule. Cuddle. I'll take it.
Get over here and cuddle. So 11, right. Not bad. Get Monica back in from a micro nap.
Here we go.
Monica, hello, wake up.
From the chamber. She'll be rested. She's got her Minnie Mouse puffs in today. Yep. Big time. Your hair is huge.
Yeah.
She said her hair was
actually,
huge.
Actually, try to...
Yeah, I don't think you can. It is. It has the consistency of cotton candy right now. Is what I would say.
It's very big.
All right, 11 so far. Okay, I think you can get in the neighborhood to give me tricks people teach a dog. Go.
Jump, leap, lay down, sit, eat, sleep, pee, lick. They go to sleep. They tell them to claw. Eat, catch the ball, catch the frisbee, to dig a hole.
They teach him to claw.
Lick?
Yeah. Go over there lick. And lick.
Go over there and lick.
Yes.
All right. I've given you 7. Even that, I feel like, is generous. Good Lord. Get out of here. So she goes
claw.
Back.
Claw? What do you have, a tiger?
Claw.
A wolf?
It's an eagle. Yeah. Claw. I gave her 7. Oh, no. Okay. Antoine, you have a 4-point lead, but every answer matters.
Oh, boy.
15 seconds to give me things that old people like. Go.
Going to sleep, sitting on the porch, yelling at people, cats, being by themselves, playing bingo, going on cruises, wearing pants under the nipples, wearing soft shoes, walking in the mall, walking at 5 o'clock in the morning, riding those little hover rounds.
Okay. I think you did pretty good on that one. You got 12. So
wow.
Not bad. Not bad at all. 23. Soft shoes. They do like soft shoes.
Okay, come back in. Come on back.
Now let's see. Because Monica kind of lives like an old lady.
Yeah.
So we'll see what you can do. Antoine got 12. So you got a lot of work to do. You got to give me 16.
Oh.
You can do it.
It can be done.
Okay.
So you have 15 seconds to give me 16 things that old people like. Go.
Teeth. Chicken. They like smooth foods. Driving slow. Driving fast. They like combing hair. They like reading the Bible. Going to church. Talking to the grandkids. Yelling at the grandkids. Spanking butt. Eating at Cracker Barrel. They like eat mints.
Eating mints.
Oh, gosh.
What do old people like? Teeth. They like teeth.
What did you say about butts? What?
Spanking butts.
Oh, spanking butts.
Yeah. Spanking butts.
I don't know.
Okay.
Teeth. Like,
see, that was funny.
You needed 16. You got 13. Not bad, but not cool.
You did good, though. You that did. Was good.
You did. So, and they were all very enjoyable. So thank you for that.
So what did I miss?
Walking in the mall, as Antoine pointed out.
Yeah.
Soft shoes.
They do.
That's a fact.
I said bingo.
Bingo. Yes, bingo. Yeah. I like bingo.
Man, I tell you what, Antoine. Monica's got some fun days planned when she's an old person.
Yes, she does.
Yep. All the things that old people like to do. Monica Brooks is, you know.
Teeth.
Yep. She's have a whole tooth day.
Yeah.
See what else?
Chicken.
Chicken.
You like chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Teeth. Chicken. They like smooth foods.
Smooth foods.
Uh-huh. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll have smooth chicken day.
Driving slow, driving fast.
Driving slow, driving fast.
Uh-huh. They like combing hair.
Combing hair?
They comb your hair,
Gertrude, do you want to come over and comb hair today?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
Make sure you drive slow and then you drive fast to get slow, here in fast. A hurry.
Yes, and bring me some smooth chicken if you could. That would be great.
They like reading the Bible, going to church.
Reading the Bible, going to church.
Awesome. Talking to the grandkids, yelling at the grandkids, spanking butt.
Spanking butts.
Yep.
That's an old person saying it.
Eating at Cracker Barrel. They like eat mints.
Drive, take the eat mints.
Eat mints.
They do like to eat mints.
They do.
There you go.
When she said the eating Cracker Barrel, her that southern twang came out. Cracker Barrel.
It's always those mints
that's what it is.
That nobody else owns. It's those old mints.
Yeah.
The kind they served in the general store on Deadwood. I mean, that's how old those mints are.
At the bottom of the purse.
Yep. So, way down at the bottom of the purse. So we look forward to smooth chicken and hair days.
Get ready.
With Monica Brooks.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Here's a problem, and this, again, is why I'm just not fully into this whole having all your food delivered all the time thing.
What?
Everybody love Uber Eats, Grubhub, all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Almost 1/3 of delivery drivers surveyed admit they've eaten some of your food. There
your
you
fries.
Go.
Your fries.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, usually the fries. They're hot in there.
28% of drivers admit they have. 54% say they haven't, but they were tempted, which means they probably did. Mm-hmm. And this is how they answer
they
this.
They smell
instead.
The food and I'm like, just a bite to see if I like
one
it.
One French fry. No a one's going to notice one French fry.
No, you won't.
No, I'm not a fan. Don't like it.
I mean, for the same token, like, you know, Pizza Hut or Domino's, maybe they're stealing pepperonis off your pizza.
No, because they're around it all the time.
Exactly. They're in the store. They go back to the store. They don't need to. They work where the pepperonis are located.
Right.
So they can just eat one and move on with their day.
But you're going to different restaurants.
That's a valid argument. That's a valid argument.
If you're someone else who's just driving around in your own car and you think, you know what? Now I'm hungry too. That's a different story.
That's true.
They don't work for the hut. They work for themselves. Yeah, I don't trust it.
Number two.
Video games are becoming a legit career.
Yes, they are.
Straight up.
Well, I'm happy for.
Fortnite just gave away $3 million to a 16-year-old kid.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was more than that, but $3 million.
Yeah.
Great.
He won $3 million. Kyle. 16 years old.
Yep.
Kyle from Geometry.
He is the first ever solo world champion Fortnite.
Good.
I'm proud of him.
You got that skill, you know? $3 million. So he's 16. So the parents, are they in charge of the money?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he gets an allowance?
So Kyle got $15. Yeah. That's what Kyle got.
Yep, that's your allowance, $2.
Uh-huh.
24-year-old Harrison. I mean, he's old, this 24-year-old Harrison. Harrison finished in second place, so he won a measly $1.8 million.
Oh,
Harrison,
crap.
By the way, Fortnite is his new career. His old career was he was a former professional Heroes of the Storm player, so it's the different video game.
Video games are paying these days.
That's a lot of money.
I gotta be honest. I mean, you know, a lot of teachers aren't going to appreciate what I'm about to say, but you know what? Fortnite seems to be paying off a lot more than algebra.
Well,
when's the last time?
Yeah. I just looked at Monica. Uh-huh.
When's the last time anybody made $3 million from algebra? Just saying.
Number one.
Shockingly close to smashing into an asteroid over the weekend.
I didn't hear about it.
I didn't either.
I heard about it after the fact.
Yeah. You want to know why we didn't hear about it, Monica?
No, you don't want panic.
No, we didn't know. That's the problem.
We didn't know. I don't believe that.
We didn't see it till it was already here. So we only spotted this thing 2-3 days in advance.
How does an asteroid sneak up on you?
I know. That's why I don't believe it.
44,000 miles away, which in Space Town is sort of like the asteroid hit Vinton. And then it was, so that's close. I mean, that's real
really close.
And the reason is we don't have enough equipment. We can't watch the whole sky all the time because it can come from any direction of the universe.
Right.
So there's a lot of places to look. So it's sort of like saying, all right, watch out for someone hitting you with a rock, but only look forward.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone hits you from behind with a rock, you don't see it till it hits you.
Yeah.
Well, I need a scientist to have his head on the swivel then.
I know, because how big are we talking?
They called it a city killer, so I don't know.
It's as big as a city.
Ooh.
See, this
I
is
where the impact
140 too. Meters, which I... Why do we have to do it with meters?
I know. Just give me like an image of a state. You know, usually they do like the size of Texas. Let's say something like that. Asteroid the size of Texas.
The size of Target. I don't know.
Either way, we don't want it here.
Big enough to hit a city. But
that's
problem is scientists only know about 30% of the estimated 25,000 asteroids that would fulfill the congressional mandate that we set up a few years ago saying we need to know about at least 25,000. We're not even on that. And then there's way more on top of that. Everything's good.
Yeah.
We're good.
I'm scared of space.
I am too.
Yeah, space is weird. I don't want to know, though. I mean, look, if it's going to hit us, I'd rather it just hit us. Do we want to know? Do we have worldwide panic? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I
want to
know either.
You don't
either.
Want to?
I don't think I
want
to know.
You want to call people and talk and stuff?
Nah.
No.
You watch
I want to just be mindlessly sitting here listening to Old Town Road and then just have it all end all at once. I'm good with that.
K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
But first, we debate, because it's raging through the internet right now. Did he steal the moment? Did the boyfriend ruin everything with his wedding proposal?
Ruin?
Yes. Well, we have young Agna.
Agna.
Agna Bashashashashasham. This was in England. She was recently getting her master's in English from the University of Essex in England.
Okay.
Lots of English going on here.
Sounds legit.
When she was getting her diploma at graduation, as she is walking up to receive that diploma, her boyfriend Edgaras appears on the stage, gets down on one knee and proposes. Aw, that's so cute.
Very sweet.
Until the internet found out and
wrong!
They were furious because he stole the graduation moment with his proposal.
Or did he make it bigger?
Like, did he steal it from everybody or just from her?
I believe, Antoine, he did in fact steal it from everyone. That would be my argument as well.
My
graduation,
I think he did,
has now become Agna and Edgaras's wedding.
Your graduation is celebrated by your family.
No,
your family that's there cheering for
your graduation has now become when they got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
Yep. Nobody's paying attention to that. I think that's okay. I think it's okay.
This is all we're talking about. No one's talking about anybody else that walked in that graduation. Graduation moment
ever?
Stolen. Stolen.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was a stolen moment.
I don't think it was stolen.
He should have waited to the graduation party afterwards.
No, it just makes a cute moment. It probably woke some folks up. Some folks were like laid back sleeping. They were like, oh, proposal.
It's a cute moment for them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a stolen moment for everybody else.
I don't think so.
A wedding proposal should never happen at any other event, Antoine.
Yes.
I do believe that. It should be its own event. Don't you dare do it at somebody else's wedding, for example.
I don't think you make it a thing. You know, hopefully people don't start saying, ooh, I'm going to do the same thing as that dude. But in this case, I think it's okay.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. I knew a guy once, Antoine, and he says, he's telling me how him and his girlfriend are going to some wedding that coming weekend. Oh, we're going to this wedding. Yeah. And he says, I think I'm going to propose to her. And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I said, at the wedding.
Well, that's a wedding.
Well,
do that.
At the reception. I said, are you out of your mind? I said, don't you dare do that. I said, that is their wedding. Don't do it. Don't do it. So he did it.
Ooh, I bet you they were mad.
No, they broke up, actually. So, yeah.
Wow.
But that's a whole different ballgame at a wedding.
No, how is that a wedding?
Because that's
a
wedding ceremony. You pay a lot of money for for your day,
hey,
your complete
how
day.
How much do you think
your
those
day.
Parents paid for those kids
yes,
to graduate
and
college?
Everybody else is
exactly.
there just to hear for that one kid.
More than
for
a
their
wedding.
Kid.
Those
that's who you cheer for. And you'd be like, all right.
The tuition for those graduations costs more than a wedding.
I should point out, too, that this is the second time Monica's used the word cheer. So she is clearly not holding her applause till the end at the graduation. And further stealing the moment of everybody else.
I went to, my sister-in-law graduated from JMU.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, every name that was called that family would shout out and be like, woo, because they waited, 4 years, whatever plus years for that student to walk across
the
stage.
I think we can band together and agree on this when I am at president of Zach America. I might just ban graduations. They're long, they're boring, they're kind of
They're very
just,
long.
Man,
graduations
annoying.
Are boring.
And that's why I think the proposal was fine, because it'll probably wake you up. You'll be like, okay, something happened.
I think what they should do instead is the president of the university, because they all get paid enough as it is, they need to go to each graduate's house, knock on the door, hand them their diploma. So that's
it'd be 2 years before you receive
that's
it.
That's their problem, okay? Again, they're making good enough money. You have paid enough to have delivery on your diploma.
I agree. I think graduations are the single most boring celebratory event ever.
But we all know that. That's why we need
they're
somebody to get
on one
knee.
Slightly more boring than a baby shower, Antoine.
Woo, right there. Right underneath it.
Moment stealer. I'm on their side.
Yeah,
okay.
They stole the moment.
I
think he's
good. Monica, think about this. He stole your ability to steal the moment at the graduation by not holding your applause until the end.
Everyone else cheered and they're like, woo!
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
There is no new Thang Hack right now.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. That's for Friday.
Okay.
We can't handle two Monica Thang Hacks in 1 week.
That would be Monica Thang Hack overload.
But I do believe she owes everyone an apology.
Okay.
Because the world has chosen to listen to her. Monica, I don't think you understand the power you have. When you talk, people listen.
They listen? So they listen to one of my Thang Hacks?
And I tell them not to, and they do it anyway.
I sometimes put out a warning for certain Thang Hacks.
The poor community of Longmont, Colorado.
Okay.
Because police officer has to pull over an individual who is driving a truck, a big, dangerous truck.
Yeah.
The roads are a dangerous place.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear about it all the time. People, they freak out. They're scared to fly. And then tons of people die on the roads every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So you want all measures of safety to be there for you.
Right.
So you don't want to do Monica's Thang Hack.
Not typically.
You know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
Talking about this individual who is pulled over by police because one of his taillights is broken.
Oh.
The brake light. Again, those are very important to have.
Yes.
Yes.
Which one did he use?
He used a bottle of red Gatorade.
Yeah. Nah.
What?
No.
Well, you can't. You shouldn't. That's against the law.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yep. But we've talked about it in the past.
So what was the exact thing?
If it's a headlight, I say use some flashlights. You know, bunch them up together. If it's a backlight, you can use a basketball to stick in there and some red tape. If it's a, you know, brake light or something. But that's not recommended until you get it fixed, is what I was saying.
Yep, that
but
was Monica's thing hack was if you're missing a taillight to stuff a foam basketball.
Yeah, you can stuff a basketball. But
and
don't,
then put some orange tape or red tape or whatever over top of it.
Uh-huh, but don't do that.
And then again, if it's a headlight, don't bother going to the store and get a new one. Go to the store and get a flashlight and duct tape it in.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't you just glue your phone to the front of the car turn the flashlight on there?
If you have a good light. Got a new iPhone?
Yep. Stop.
But don't do it.
Stop.
But don't do it because you will be pulled over.
We just heard what happened when somebody listens. No more new ideas, Monica.
And they said, while we appreciate the ingenuity of this taillight, this is not a permanent solution. Red Gatorade bottle.
He was going to get it fixed the next day. Maybe.
And?
So that's why
it was a crime that day.
He had a little bit of Gatorade left in the bottle.
I don't know why we're talking about him anymore. We're waiting on you.
What? Was it what? I gave a warning that you could potentially be pulled over. Get it fixed immediately. You know, so?
I warned you. I told you not to listen. So what'd you listen for?
A warning.
I see. So it's his fault for listening in the first place.
I think he waited too long. He didn't go straight to the mechanic.
Monica, I think you should say it.
Yeah.
What?
I think you should say it.
I'm sorry that you didn't do
No, 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 no.
I'm sorry, man of Colorado, that you
No, I'm not. So sorry. That you did those things that you did.
I mean, there's a warning attached to it.
Yep.
They do it for all the commercials now.
I'm sorry you listened. I think that's what it was.
Wow.
Okay.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three stories ripped from the headlines, words ripped out of the story, and you try to figure out what they are. Story number one, police officer blames McDonald's employee for taking a bite of his McChicken. Okay. Turns out it was blank. A squirrel. B, a coworker. Or C, himself.
He did it.
I'm going with a coworker.
Monica's right. He did it.
Correct.
Yeah, he forgot. He took a bite out of his own McChicken.
That's hilarious.
A busy day. That happens.
Police officer orders a McChicken, says he put it in the fridge in the break room and came back 7 hours later and saw that a bite was missing. He suspected that a McDonald's employee had bitten a sandwich. He even went back to the place and said, one of your employees bit my sandwich. Mm-hmm. Which one was it?
Who did it?
Yeah, and then he realized, oh, wait, actually, I took a bite before.
I'm the employee.
Who ate my sandwich?
Who stores a McChicken for later?
I know. I thought about that, too. Yeah. For 7 hours? No, you eat that on the drive home.
I know. They don't keep well because you can't heat it up with the warm lettuce and the mayonnaise and everything. Mm-hmm. Just order another one. They're a dollar for crying out loud. But, yeah, he ate his own McChicken. So that was that. Next story is guy takes his girlfriend on bike ride. And the route of their bike ride spells out blank. A, marry me. B, I know you cheated.
Ooh.
Or C, I'm gay.
Like A, marry me.
I'm gay because that's the shortest bike route.
Okay. Because the cheating one is long. Monica Brooks.
Correct.
Is on fire. Marry me.
Aw,
16 miles he set it up. And when they looked at the map of the route later, she realized it spelled out marry me.
Oh.
Okay, I was about to ask. I was like, how are they supposed to know?
Okay. Yeah, they looked
at
their.
That's cute. That's
and
precious.
Again, I know you cheated on me. That's just way too long of a bike route. I mean, that's
Appalachian Trail.
Like 100 miles. You can't be doing that. Final story. Woman wins a lottery, then blank, dies. B. What did I write? I don't even know what this says.
B. Dies.
A. Oh, I'm sorry. A. Dies. B. Yeah, B. Dies. C. Dies. B. Retires. I couldn't write this morning. It was our first day back. Or C. Gets busted for drugs.
C.
I'm going A.
Oh, Antoine, you suck today.
Correct.
Monica Brooks is right. It is. Gets busted for drugs. 59-year-old woman, Deltona, Florida. Migdalia Cruz. $20,000 on a scratch-off ticket. And much like that guy who went viral years ago that said he was going to get some cocaine and some blow after winning the lottery, she did not do exactly that, but she went for meth and fentanyl instead.
Oh.
Got busted for drugs.
Mm.
Well, that's what she used her
does
money
she have
on.
Enough to bail herself out? I don't know. Get a lawyer?
Well, $5,000 bail, but she only won $20,000 on a scratch ticket and after taxes and everything.
Yeah. It was close. Cutting it close.
I'm not sure. We'll have to do the math on that one.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Poor Monica. I have ruined her enjoyment of murder, so I apologize.
What?
Yeah,
what
I'll explain. Text 52353. Also, we're talking about moments being stolen.
Uh-huh.
That guy proposed at graduation. And someone does point out, if they break up, now that ruins the memory of her graduation.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
See,
like if you propose on Christmas and then you get divorced later. Now, Christmas is ruined forever.
But you can't expect them to just break up. They say,
it's a 50-50 shot, though. You know,
it's a flip of a coin.
The odds are high enough that, again, proposals and weddings and stuff should all be their own occasion. They're big enough. And then, again, that way, if everything goes sideways, then they only ruin that day and nothing else. Carly had her moment stolen. She had a housewarming party. First house she ever bought. And at it, her sister announced she was pregnant. And then her stepsister also announced she was pregnant. It became the pregnancy announcement party.
Her.
It was one up.
They tag-teamed her is what they did.
They did.
Yeah.
And not in the fun internet way either. In the moment stolen way instead.
Tag team back again.
Very wrong. Do that at your own party.
Mm-hmm.
Steal them up. Hey, look, it's my dining room. I'm pregnant. Oh, no one cares.
I'm pregnant too. Ha ha. Yep.
Nobody cares about your man cave downstairs. Yeah, so I have to apologize to Monica because I shared the story with her last week that bugs do in fact feel pain. And now she feels guilty when she murders them.
Oh.
Yeah, you smash a bug and then you felt bad about it.
I smashed an ant that was on the table. And when I smashed him, I thought I smashed him and he was good and gone.
Wait. Hold, no, stop.
It was because I had my toast and my coffee and I'm like, okay, little ant. Instead of just swiping him, I did kind of just take my thumb.
How do you smash something and expect it to survive?
Like a Hulk smash. And then I didn't get all of him. So he was still
those ants are resilient, Antoine. they have those contours of their body and what, and you smash them and you think they're good and gone and then there's just
he was still trying to inch his way. I'm like, oh man.
Man, look what you did.
And so because of that study, I'm like, he's in pain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Crap.
And then furthermore, probably in a little ant language for everybody else here, went, I'm dying!
Oh.
So he let his whole family know.
I was like, well, and I thought about the study. And I said, well, I got to just go ahead and just.
And before I put him out of his misery, I sat there and I watched.
That ant.
No, that's terrible.
I ate my toast. I drank my coffee. And then.
You said, you know what? I'll just put some butter on your head and carry that.
I flicked him. I flicked him away.
You flicked that. That ant will no longer live its best life because of you.
But I thought about it.
You flicked him. Way to go.
No.
I built him a little ant crutch out of a crumb. I said, here you go. Here's your new wooden leg. Have
terrible.
Fun. It was very terrible. Shame. You know what? Shame on you. Forget
bad.
Shame on me. Shame on you.
Shame.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is kind of weird, but people are talking about P. Diddy and the fact that he may be dating his son's ex-girlfriend. Also, the stepdaughter to Steve Harvey. She's 20, let's see, not only she's 27.
Lori.
Okay, so she's Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Take that back. She's not 27. She's 22.
Yeah.
Drop that down, 22.
Because his sons are really young.
Yes.
Relatively
so it's his son's ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh, and Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, Lori.
And nothing's been
confirmed, I've seen her before.
But we've seen them out. There's, like, pictures of them out.
Yes, and I've seen her. She's a gorgeous girl. I've seen her on Instagram.
Yeah,
and she's always
pretty.
Posting. Yeah, and she was also dating, I think, Trey Songz, the R&B star, for a little bit, too. Yeah, so we'll see what that happens. He's 49.
All right. I don't see the whole... That's one... I think to myself, I'm P. Diddy. I can go out with a lot of people. A lot of people going to say yes. Mm-hmm. I don't need to date my son's ex-girlfriend. Where does his son weigh in on this? Do we know?
We don't know. But, I mean, he's probably like, okay,
Dad who's got all the money, sure, no problem.
Does P. Diddy ask permission?
I don't know. What 49-year-old wants to date a 22-year-old? Oh, yeah.
You like me tired.
Diddy's going to do Making the Band with probably 22-year-olds, so maybe he's trying to tap into
I guess. That's that. He said, I'm still young. I can live young. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm tired.
Tireballs. Something kind of weird, too. Another weird scenario with John Cena and his new girlfriend, Shay. Now, people are talking about her because she looks identical to his ex, Nikki Bella.
Does she? All right.
Identical.
I don't know anything about her. So
she looks just like her.
He's got a type.
Like, Yeah, he has a type. Well, I mean, she could be a twin. If you Google her and compare her to Nikki Bella, they are
She does look
much
very
like,
similar.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, he didn't exactly want the relationship to end. She's the one who did. He wanted to get married, and then he, you know, he got
so
all pathetic
feels,
and begged for
he
her
did,
back.
He did, and it was sad. Now this really looks sad, because he's out to dinner, and there's a picture circulating where John Cena, he has the, I think he has some kind of hair plugs or something going on. I don't know. He looks, he's...
Hair plugs.
I don't know.
He's getting ready for. He's in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he grew his hair out and everything.
He has hair plugs in that movie.
What do you stand on, you know, people making out in public? A lot of, you know.
Zero. Don't like it.
Well, I don't think he likes it. And she does a lot of it. The new girlfriend, Shay, does a lot of it. So there's pictures of John Cena where you can tell he's clearly uncomfortable.
Maybe he's doing the thing, Antoine.
What's that?
The stereotype. The thing where they say, you know, where someone dumps you and you're all sad and your buddy says, hey, man, what you gonna do is you gonna find someone that looks just like her and you go out with her and you dump her. Maybe that's what he's doing.
I've never heard of that.
That's like old.
That's
like
a
old
throwback. Okay.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a possibility.
Maybe that's
what he's
doing.
He's kissing with his eyes wide open.
He's like, he's looking over his shoulder like, is that my food that's coming?
Yeah, with his eyes so open that you're like, what is he
kissing
doing?
Eyes open.
Yeah.
That's
creepy.
That is weird, too. Everything is very weird. Oh, you just want to chill. Mm-hmm. Just start thinking about, man, I just want to relax. You know, I'm not even going to get into my fired up Zach Jackson voice because that's just too much right
Ooh.
Now. But the way you relax and unwind... other people may find weird and unusual. And that's okay, because you're you. Text 52353. This person would get along great with Monica because they watch serial killer documentaries to relax and go to sleep at night.
Yep, I do the same thing.
Jeffrey
Dahmer. Yep.
Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, that's a lot going on
there's a
there.
Lot. Yeah. Oh, yes. The history of crazy.
Antoine, I would like to invite you over to my house to come relax.
Well... There's a household chore that really soothes me.
Yeah.
And I found myself, I was doing it on Saturday, and like in the moment I'm like, this is so common. Like, it's like if you have rush hour traffic outside your window and you close the window and it says silence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this household chore is to me.
I think you're nuts, but I would like you to come over and relax at my house. I got a big pile of shirts you can relax on.
I like to iron.
All right.
Iron in anything. It could be shirts.
Curtains,
sheets, not too much like denim jeans because it's a little rougher. So it's not that smooth glide of an iron.
Are you somebody that irons all of your clothes?
I used to be. Not as much now. Now it's only like dress shirts and button ups that I really iron.
You're not doing like t-shirts and things like that.
But for a long span of my life, I ironed everything, including my underwear.
Wow.
Yeah, look at you.
Everything.
Gotta make sure that they're nice.
Nice and crisp.
Yes.
Come over, relax at my house. Because I find it relaxing when someone does all of my ironing for me.
I know.
Oh, that'd be great. When I was in high school, I was a French exchange student. Mm-hmm. And the house we stayed at, the mom, that was the deal in the house. She ironed everything. So she ironed everything, right down to the undergarments.
Well, probably was relaxing to her as well.
Yep. Have you ever put on some freshly ironed underwear?
That somebody else ironed for you?
It's
good
nice
Lord.
And warm.
It's like being Warren Buffett. I'm a fan.
Yes,
please. I want to do that. My mom came to visit while I was there, and she realized that all of my stuff was being ironed. She said, don't get used to it. Fine.
But Antoine, yeah.
I love it.
Take it to another level.
But do you have something that... sort of unusual, but it's how you like to relax. I mean, I like to look at recipes and sort of, it's almost like meal plan, which a lot of people.
It's fun. Like just watching food.
I'm not even watching like Food Network or a show. I'm just looking at the recipe on, say, Pinterest, and I'm thinking of myself preparing the meal and what ingredients do I need and what will we do for dinner? And then I'll take the leftovers and we'll do this the next night.
See, I think that's relaxing because I like to watch people eat. And, like, just eat delicious food. Like, if they just put their spoon and just get a little bit of ice cream or a little bit of a cookie.
Oh, that's right. You watch people eat
on
YouTube,
Snapchat.
don't you?
Yeah, I watch it every day.
Uh-huh.
And it's just my thing. And Jared's like, why are you watching food?
Is it a certain type of food? Like, does it have to be?
Look at that right there.
She's showing
it's
it.
Already
it's
ready.
A piece of cake.
Yeah,
they're putting together.
It's just stuff like that. Are they break open a cookie?
Are there foods that you like watching
food
better?
Food that I can't eat.
Food, oh, I see. So she watches desserts and she tortures herself.
Desserts and seafood.
So, all right, this makes sense. So Monica enjoys torture as a way to relax. That's what
it is.
Well,
yes, I guess so.
Okay.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Is it me? I, Zach, got stung by a jellyfish.
I, Monica, had a fish in my bathing suit.
I, Antoine, danced myself sore this weekend.
Let's say good morning first to Allison. Hello, Allison.
Good morning.
Allison, who's the liar?
Monica.
You think it's Monica? She didn't have no fish and no bathing suit? Unfortunately, no, she did, in fact. That is incorrect.
I did. I had like two or three of those suckers.
What?
Yeah, at the beach, at Sunset Beach, okay, I had some of the cover-ups on.
The cover-ups.
You know, like a cover-up over my bathing suit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, but it was made, it really didn't cover up much because it was like a, almost
oh,
like a little
laffy taffy.
It's the beach. Very little covers up anything.
I know, yeah. So I decided, you know, to take Hendrix to the water, and we're going to sit there and make some sandcastles and
okay.
stuff. Well, you know when the waves hit and you uh-huh. look down into the water, you see all those little fish. What
sure.
are they called?
The minnows sometimes?
Yeah, yes.
We just call them fish.
Uh-huh, a bunch of those fish. Well, I see them, but then they disappear, but not into the ocean, but into my cover-ups.
Into like, the great
into
abyss.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel them. Like, I can feel them in my bathing bottoms. So I said, okay, this is a problem.
Your bathing bottoms?
My bottoms.
They really got in there.
Yeah, I could feel this little fish. I said, okay, well, I don't want to just pull my pants down at the you know, at the beach because I think that's against the law.
Nucky Grandma!
Yeah.
That was a good
and
decision.
And so I walk into the water and just try to make, you know, make them swim their way back to the ocean.
You twerked them
I
out.
I try to twerk them on
go
out
Go toward
there.
The light.
Yeah. Go back to your home.
Don't swim into the cave.
Find your home, Nemo. I was like, go ahead. But that's
find your home, Nemo.
Maybe Nemo was trying to get into the dentist's office and saw this was the trip to land.
Hot yeah. girl summer. I
know,
hear you.
But they were like a fishing net. They caught those little things, the little suckers.
So last time you buy a bathing suit made out of fish meal. So you
I
see
know.
What happens?
Last time.
Next up, let's see. Let's say good morning to, is it Marina or Morena? Marina?
Marina.
Marina. All right. Go ahead. Who's the liar?
I think you're the liar, Zach.
You think it's me? I didn't get stung by a jellyfish. You are. Correct. I did not.
Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
That would hurt.
Though
a
both
lot,
of
right?
my children did.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But they're okay.
Yeah, they're
so
fine.
What do you do for
is
that?
Is jellyfish the thing that you have to pee on when you get stung by?
Yeah, I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they say that one. If this is an episode of Friends, then yes, that
okay.
is what would happen next. They got the little stingers. What I learned, because I went to the Chesapeake Bay
uh-huh.
area this past few days, and I'd never really been to that area.
Yeah.
And what I have now learned and been told by locals, a lot of jellyfish. A lot of jellyfish in the water.
The yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yep.
A lot of jellyfish.
By the way,
right
don't
here.
Swim anywhere because there are tons of jellyfish all over the place.
Oh, man.
But there's really nothing to do. I mean, it's just a little stingy sting.
Yeah.
And neither of them got big stings
okay,
of any
good.
Kind. But it's one of those ones with kids where you want to be helpful as a parent.
Right.
But sometimes they're just unreasonable
mm-hmm.
because there's nothing you can do. I mean, my daughter, fine, she got stung a little bit. It hurts. Okay. It hurts. And I'm not a doctor. What do you want me to do about it?
You're trivializing her pain.
Yes, I
you
am.
You say got stung a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That could have been like the end of the world for her.
I think she is blowing out of proportion her pain in the first place. So I think we are meeting somewhere in the middle. Yes, it is a little bit stingy and a little uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
But I said, what do you want me to do? I ain't a doctor. I got nothing. I said, so would you like me to drive you to the hospital? Is that what we have right
oh,
here?
Oh, come on.
What is the other alternative, Antoine?
To coddle.
Cuddle. No.
Cuddle her.
No,
let
Hendrix.
Her know.
These
both
kids
of them.
Are
bring them both
enough.
In.
No. I told Hendrix he hurt his big toe. And Jared hurt his big toe. I said, walk into the ocean. The waves will help cool it down.
That's,
walk it off.
That doesn't help pain.
I know.
You know what? I should have. This would have been a great submission for Father of the Year. As both of them are like, I've been stung. I've been stung. You know what? The two of you just pee on each other, right?
Uh-huh.
There.
There
I'll
go.
Be over here sitting. Let me know how it goes.
Y'all good, kids?
Yeah, guess who didn't get stung? Me, because I didn't go in the water.
Man.
Antoine's sore from dancing. So what happens, you don't go to the gym that often.
That's very true. My cardio, I hosted a surprise birthday party for my friend Dana. And they had a playlist of songs from 1984 to 2019.
Because that was her birthday. We kind of went through every year of her life. All right.
And it was 45, 46 minutes long. Each song was like 30 seconds. So that's a lot of music.
So this was a special mix. So it was sort of the hottest point of each song, too.
Yes.
So you just go from loud to dancing to dancing to more. There is no drink break in there.
There are no bridges, none of that. No slow music.
Uh-huh.
There was no Mariah
Good.
Carey, nothing. It was just like turned up the entire. I was like, oh, Lord.
You
I need a
it.
Life alert.
Yep. Getting out of shape.
Oh. I am.
It is. Getting old.
This is job. This is job.
The K92 Morning Things. One. Gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Like it or not, one of them's leaving.
No.
Or maybe you don't care. You're like, good, get out of here.
Yeah. But it has to go.
Antoine is judge, jury, and executioner in all of this. He presents all of the potential victims, and then we decide one gotta go.
Yep, and so today we are going to focus on appetizers.
Okay.
The thing that wets our palate before that entree shows up.
That's why they call it the appetizer, because it's supposed to make you hungrier.
Just a little bit.
Just a taste.
Which really, only in modern day America does eating food make us hungrier for more food.
Yeah, that's such a first world problem.
But yay, guess what? We're a first world. So
there we go. Bad.
Love appetizers.
All right, apps. So I'm going to give you four of them.
Okay.
These are the four most popular appetizers.
And you can weigh in at 52353. And the deal is one of them goes forever, but the memory remains.
Yes.
So the memory of whatever that appetizer is will always be
that
on.
Flavor.
In my head, the appetizer is still on the menu. Mm-hmm. And you look at it and you try to order it, but no sound comes out your mouth.
Gotcha. Or it's always sold out.
Yeah.
Yep. It's on the menu, but they say, I'm sorry, sir, we're all out of that appetizer.
All right. So our first one is wings. Mm-hmm. Chicken wing.
Today is National Chicken Wing Day, by the way.
Well, guess what I'm having for lunch? All right. Chicken wings, all flavors, all kinds, boneless, boned in, everything.
Okay. I'm going to have a hard time picking that one as the one to be eliminated. I have said it before that I think chicken wings might be the food I could eat every day and not get sick of. You could only eat one thing. So, that's got to stay.
All right. The next one is nachos. All types, all dressed up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nachos are good.
All right.
I like nachos.
Another one is a staple.
It's like we figured out a way to make salad good.
Yeah.
Nachos.
The next one's a staple of appetizers.
I thought you were going to say it's staples. I picked that one.
Okay.
I do not want a big plate of staples. I pass.
The cheese sticks, mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
The marinara sauce and
fried
all
cheese.
That.
It's fried cheese.
It's gone. Yeah.
Cheese is the greatest thing. We've had this argument before, Antoine, of what is the single greatest food, and the case presented was cheese is the greatest food. So if you don't have fried cheese, you don't have cheese. You don't have the greatest food
I
ever.
I can see that argument.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least is the spinach/artichoke dips.
Okay. Like, so it's really all
those
dips.
Just all
dips.
Of those dips, yep.
Every dip is
every
gone.
Dip. Which is so convenient for big parties.
Yeah, I think I know where Monica's going with this. So again, one of them's got to go. So it's all your dips. They're gone.
Yep.
So almost put a blooming onion in there because it feels like a dip.
I thought about it.
Thing in the middle. Mm-hmm. So no dips.
No dips.
No chicken wings. No nachos.
No mozzarella sticks.
Or no fried cheese.
Yep, no fried cheese.
Cheese sticks.
Really?
Ooh.
Cheese sticks?
Yeah.
And I, not a fan of cheese, am shocked.
Yeah, mozzarella sticks.
I don't agree with that decision.
I think about every time we order them, if I'm with a group, I'll usually take a nibble of one, you know, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good. I never really crave a mozzarella stick. I don't know.
Fried cheese?
It's fried cheese. I love cheese.
Take that bite,
in your... Yeah, we're doing... Yeah, Zach and I are doing the same thing.
Sits there for 10 minutes. It's like...
No, and then the thing about fried cheese, you're like, does anybody want this last one before I take it? Because it always leaves. Like, everybody always finishes it.
And fried cheese is perfect because you can dip it in that marinara sauce, take a bite, and then flip it around the other side and dip it again.
If they're good, they're good. If they're not, they're not.
Well, everything, they're not.
Yes.
With mozzarella sticks, though, it's like sometimes you can kind of eat your way through something that's not that...
I get what we have here, Antoine, is Monica just cannot get past her love of seven-layer dip. She has
to have that gross
floppitude.
When it's runny at the bottom and they all mix, they collect, they juice.
Sorry, bye-bye dip. Send dip away, I don't need
it. That's one you're getting rid of?
It's just an overly thick soup that I don't need anymore. I'm all set.
Yeah.
I ain't getting rid of fried cheese, nachos, or chicken wings. Are you kidding me?
Well,
dip.
And so for me...
I don't even like the sound of it. Dip.
I don't care for nachos, but dip is the one I'm getting rid of. I'm getting rid of dip, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like nachos, you can put, like, jalapeno peppers on it and all. Like, you can really dress it up.
Nachos are great.
Tortilla dip, chips or pita chips or anything good. Because you said nachos, I was going to hit you with my shoe. I had my foot up and
you
everything.
You want to take your shoe off.
It was never a conversation for wings, though. Wings was safe.
Oh, wings.
You know what I'll say? Is there anyone listening that gets rid of nachos or chicken wings?
There's one right there, a texter.
What?
Easy. Wings. Hate them.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
No name tag.
Figure out how to ban that person. Get them out of here.
Oh, and Sarah in Christiansburg. She said, goodbye, nachos.
Ooh. There
goodbye,
goes two.
Sarah. All right. Well, we are currently accepting applications for two new listeners.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.